Welcome to episode 25 of Special Situation Investing. Today we're talking about Sandstorm Gold Royalties, ticker symbol SAND, S-A-N-D, on the New York Stock Exchange. What drew our attention to Sandstorm initially was that it's within the streaming and royalties sector, which is a sector we believe may benefit from longer than and higher than expected inflation. And number two, it was an announcement that Sandstorm made on May 2nd of this year that it plans to acquire Nomad Royalty Company as well as a package of royalties from Basecore Metals, LP, for a combined price tag of $1.1 billion. This transaction is notable because of its size. Sandstorm's current market cap is only $1.2 billion, and the CEO says this will set Sandstorm up as the largest, highest growth, and most liquid mid-tier royalty and streaming company. And this is important because, as many CEOs within the sector have pointed out, the sector is ripe for consolidation, and it seems like Sandstorm is doing just that. Before we get into more specifics of the situation, let's give a little bit of detail on the company history. So Sandstorm is a Canadian company based in Vancouver, British Columbia, and was co-founded in 2008 by two men, Nolan Watson and David Arum. Both men are still with the company. Both of those men met and were co-workers at Wheaton Precious Metals back when it was called Silver Wheaton. And Watson, in particular, who is the CEO of Sandstorm, was the second employee who was hired on initially at the very beginning of the company by the company's founder, Ian Teffler. And Sandstorm began as Sandstorm Resources back in 2008 and was listed on the TSX Venture Exchange. 2 years later, the company tried to spin out its coal and natural gas assets as a separate company, which they called Sandstorm Metals and Energy. That company didn't last long because of market conditions, and Sandstorm later purchased all those assets back in 2014. In 2011, Sandstorm changed its name from Sandstorm Resources to Sandstorm Gold, as it is still today. And in 2012, it was listed on the TSX and New York Stock Exchanges. Ever since its birth, Sandstorm has been acquiring other royalty companies and individual streams and royalties. Two notable acquisitions were the acquisition of Premier Royalty from Premier Gold in 2013, and Marina Resources in 2017. In that acquisition, Sandstorm purchased the 30% stake in the Hod Maden mine in Turkey, which we'll learn more about later in the podcast. So from no royalties in 2008, Sandstorm now owns 260 royalties, with 39 of those currently cash flowing. So with that background, let's get into the transactions. So before we get to the transactions that were announced on the 2nd of May, I want to take us back to February, where they announced another transaction that relates to Marina Resources and the Hod Maden mine that we mentioned just previously. In February of 2022, Sandstorm announced a letter of intent had been signed with Royalty North Partners. Sandstorm agreed to sell Royalty North its 30% stake in Hod Maden mine in the Artvin province of Turkey, as well as its equity stake of 49.7 million shares of Entrée Resources, as well as giving $10 million in cash. In return, Sandstorm is to receive a gold stream at Hod Maden and a 34% equity stake in Royalty North Partners and a $95 million debenture. This positions Sandstorm as a pure play precious metals royalty streaming company, as it got rid of its stake in the mine as a whole and is now only getting the gold stream off of the Hod Maden mine. And interesting of note, during that transaction, which is actually a reverse takeover for Royalty North Partners, that company, Royalty North, plans to change its name to Horizon Copper. Sandstorm and Horizon Copper hope that this is the beginning of a strategic partnership and hope to collaborate on future acquisitions whereby Sandstorm would purchase streams on precious metals or precious metal byproducts from the copper projects and acquisitions made by Horizon Copper. So that was the transaction announced in February of this year. Now, let's break down the announcement that they made in May of this year as well. It can be broken down into three different parts. So let's start with the first one. First off, we have the Nomad Royalty Company acquisition. So in this announcement, Sandstorm said it entered into an agreement to buy all the outstanding and issued shares of Nomad in an all-share transaction. What the Nomad shareholders would get would be 1.21 common shares of Sandstorm for each share of Nomad that they previously held. Now, since Nomad Royalty Company has a market cap of approximately $460 million, this gives the implied value of the deal at the time of the announcement an approximate $590 million value. What Sandstorm would get out of the transaction is a portfolio of 20 royalty and streaming assets, of which 7 are currently producing, and the deal is expected to close in the second half of 2022. So that's the first of three parts. The second part is the Basecore Metals transaction. Here, Sandstorm has agreed to purchase 9 royalties and 1 stream from Basecore Metals. In doing my research, I found out that Basecore Metals was actually kind of cool organization itself. It's a 50-50 limited partnership between Glencore, which is a large mining and resources company, and the other 50% is the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. So an interesting combination there. The payment will be made through $420 million in cash and $100 million of common shares of Sandstorm. And these 10 assets are high quality, long life assets, of which 3 are currently producing. And lastly, the deal is expected to close by the end of the third quarter of 2022. And now for the third part of the announcement that was made this May. So concurrent with the Basecore transaction, which we just talked about, Sandstorm has amended its letter of intent with Horizon Copper to include the sale of a copper stream that it received from Basecore. So basically, Sandstorm is getting a copper stream from the Basecore transaction, and then they are immediately selling that to Horizon Copper. So that strategic partnership that they talked about earlier is coming to play right here. And what Sandstorm will receive from this is royalties, $50 million in cash, and a $150 million debenture, and $26 million worth of Horizon Copper. And this part of the deal is expected to close in the second half of 2022. So in summary, in February, Sandstorm announced its intent to sell off its 30% stake in the Hod Maden mine in Turkey to Horizon Copper in exchange for a lucrative gold stream. This helps it zero in on being a royalty and streaming company only. In May, Sandstorm announced its plan to buy a combined 29 new royalties through its transaction with Nomad Royalty and Basecore, and then turn around and sell a royalty stream to Horizon Copper. So that's a summary of the transactions that caught our eye with Sandstorm. In our research, a couple other things that popped out to us that we wanted to bring to y'all's attention is number one, that Sandstorm projects that between now and 2025, its free cash flow will nearly double. That's including the transactions that they've just announced, but not any other additional transactions that may occur between now and 2025. This would bring their projected number of ounces from 80 to 85,000 in 2022 up to a projected 150,000 ounces in 2025. And number two, in the fourth quarter of 2021, Sandstorm initiated its inaugural dividend, giving out 2 cents per share. And on April 7th, number three, Sandstorm renewed its normal course issue bid, the NCIB, which states Sandstorm can purchase up to 18.9 million of its common shares back, representing at the time of the announcement approximately 10% of the company. And last but definitely not least, number four, on May 16th, Nolan Watson, once again the CEO, purchased 12,500 shares, upping his total shares held to 871,290. And this is of note because there's been no insider purchases of shares since March of 2020. So in closing, Sandstorm Gold Royalties caught our attention because number one, it's within a good sector, positioned well for the potential of prolonged inflation, as well as the newest announcements, which seem to set the stage for a transitional time period in the company, as well as streamlining and focusing on its core of being a precious metals royalty and streaming company only, as well as a time period of growth, causing it to become potentially the leading mid-tier precious metals royalty and streaming company in a sector ripe for still more consolidation. That's all we've got for this week. We hope you enjoyed episode 25 of Special Situation Investing, and we'll see you soon.